What's up, y'all? Got a banger from Men Only. Let's get straight into it.
That's so funny because shocked is exactly what he said he was. When I decided that I was going to tell him that I wanted a divorce, I texted my therapist.
Bro, why do all these women have their therapists on speed dial? You're texting your therapist? Therapy is like a way of life for some of these modern women. It should be a thing that you do for 6 months to a year. Chat, put a one in the chat if you agree. Therapy should be something short-term, not long-term. You shouldn't have a long-lasting relationship with your therapist, because if you do, that means your therapist isn't doing their job. They should be helping you get over it, not keeping going back.
Our marriage counselor and I was like, I need to tell him that I want a divorce, but I want to do it in a session so that there's like a mediator present. Got us in like what? ASAP like 2 days later.
What is this like? She's treating divorce like a debate. I need to have somebody in the middle of this. Come on.
And I walked in knowing that I was going to ask for a divorce. And so I, by the way, these are insane. And it's my pre-workout snack today. So if you like cinnamon and you like cinnamon rolls and you like cookies and you like sweet things.
Bro, these women have the attention span of a cocker spaniel.
Then you need these ASAP. They're like covered in cinnamon sugar.
You got trash in the back. Go take the trash out.
Oh my gosh. Anyway. Mm-hmm. We sit down in our session. It's like really tense, really awkward. My ex was sitting there like, so what's, why do we have an emergency session? Therapist was like, Jamie, do you want to start? And I just started crying and I was like, I want a divorce. You know, it's hard for me to like say the words.
Seemed like it rolled right off the tongue for you, honey.
I was like, I'm done. I want a divorce. He sat there quiet. I'm sitting next to him crying. He didn't move. He didn't look at me. He didn't react at all. He just was stone cold. And eventually our therapist was like, would you like to respond? He goes, honestly, I'm just shocked. I was like, you're what? I like became a dragon. And I know, and I want to be clear. Our marriage deteriorated because of both of us. It was not his fault. We both became toxic versions of each other, of ourselves. And we both, you know, led to the demise of our marriage. It's okay. We both were complicit in that. But I'm thinking like, we've been in therapy for 2 years and we're actually worse now because we're both growing.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Therapy don't always fix the problem. Sometimes you just need to sit at home and do the good old, have a conversation and communicate. Therapists sometimes will pin you against each other and make you like dig out all this old trauma that really you guys just need to have an adult conversation, bro.
Separately, and we're not growing back together. Like you cannot, like, I was stunned that he would say shocked instead of like, yeah, I get it. You know, like take the mask off for a minute and just acknowledge that this has been not fun for anybody and this has gotten worse. And I was like, this has happened, this hasn't happened. Blah, 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 blah. And I just said, honestly, if you are shocked, then you are not paying attention. And that just tells me everything that I need to know. So he responded right away and he's like, fine, let's just go ahead and finalize the details. And that was that. And I just was like, I looked at my therapist and I was just like kind of stunned. Like I knew that I was ready to leave that day, but I couldn't believe that that was his reaction. There was no empathy. There was no compassion. There was no like wanting to fight for us, which.
He should want to fight for me. Why didn't he fight? Bro, I shouldn't have to fight for you. We're in a relationship. What are you talking about?
I didn't think that there would be, but you know, you just always hope that like one last try, you know? We went home that night. We didn't speak. He slept on the couch. I woke up and went to work the next day. Came home. He was playing PlayStation that night. I sat next
to W's. He said, let me get the one thing going that don't give me a headache. Let me fire up the PS5 here.
To him, we hadn't talked in 24 hours. And I said, can we talk about what happened yesterday? And he was just playing, just looking straight ahead. And he's like, what's to talk about? In my mind, I'm thinking, this is our last ditch effort to like steer this ship around, you know?
No, I think he made the right move. Chat, put in one in the chat if you agree. I think he made the right move. As soon as your woman says, I want a divorce, you say, all right, let's get the paperwork filed. It's a wrap from there, bro. Because these women really want heroes. I can be your hero, baby. Nobody's coming to save you, baby girl. And it darn sure ain't about to be me. Because the thing is, as soon as you try to save her, you lose all of your leverage. That's the last place you want to be.
And I was like, so what are we going to do? And he just kept playing. And he was like, I already got an apartment. I already took my name off of the lease. He had done things within that 24 hours. He had opened up the filing folder of his single man life and went ahead and got all the shit done.
Good for him.
So he can say he was shocked, but you cannot tell me that a person that is shocked would have gotten all that shit taken care of if they weren't already planning on doing it themselves.
It sounds like he was being an adult and you were done. He didn't want to be your hero. Clearly you'd been going to therapy for 2 years and ain't done nothing. So yeah, cut and run.
And we were not happy. Like, I don't blame him for...
Bro, what? We weren't happy. I don't blame him. Then what is it, honey?
Stupid.
Dreaming about a different life. Like, I was also. But to say that he was shocked really, really pissed me off because I'm like, okay, I've been spending 2 years working on this marriage. Where have you been if you're really shocked? And then secondly, like, this isn't just my fault. This is us together. So don't act like I pulled the rug out from under you. You were, like, secretly, like, wanting to leave also. You just didn't have the guts to say it, and I did. So it was like within...
She's such a strong queen. She had the guts to say, I want a divorce. Well, he had the guts to pull through with it.
Shots fired!
A couple days, he moved out. It was right before Christmas. And it actually did release all the tension from us. I mean, we sat down and had a talk with our daughter, and we were in agreement, and we said...
Uh-oh, that means now you are a...
single mom.
Poor baby.
Mommy and daddy think that we would be better parents to you if we didn't live in the same house. And she was kind of like, okay. Overall, it was the best decision that we both ever made. We're both much happier now, but yeah, he says he was shocked, but let's be honest.
She thought she...
Bro, she got what she wanted and then she's still mad. It's like, what? Huh? You wanted the divorce. What are you talking about, Loki? All the way on your place. All the way on your place. Thank you, sir. We appreciate you. You're looking good today, bud. You went to the groomers the other day after doggy daycare. You look all good now, bro. But yeah, that's what's so crazy to me is that these women will get exactly what they asked for and still be mad about it. It's like, what? You said you wanted the divorce. Why are you mad that he went through with it? That's the thing, man. When you're in these therapy sessions, you got to realize that when you say certain things, ladies, us as men, we take it as holy script. Because you know why? And chat, put a one in the chat if you agree with this. We communicate with each other in a logical and straightforward way. The way we feel, we'll tell you straight up. Ladies, you like to beat around the bush. I want a divorce, but then I want him to fight for me.
I can be your hero, baby.
We're not doing all that. I'm not trying to fight for you, baby girl. This is a relationship. If you want it, I want it. Let's make it work. But if you don't want it, I'm going to cut and run. She should have said, hey, we're going through some hardships right now. I really want this, so I want to figure out some ways we can get closer together. It's been 2 years, and I feel like we've hit a wall. You could have said that. You could have been a lot more transparent. You could have just, you know, not said you want a divorce, because when you say that, men hear you. And I think she learned the hard way, but good for her.
You are worth fighting for. And my ex told me the same thing. That...
Wow, are you me? Year and a half in counseling. Him putting forth no effort but crying. And said he'd feel like a failure if we divorced. Then when I told him I'd... Who knows what's next?
The only thing that he regrets about getting divorced was that it makes him feel like a failure. Nothing about missing me or our life together or, you know, the dreams that we have.
It's always me, I. It's the victim Olympics and it's the selfishness carousel that these women ride.
Had the hopes that we had raising our daughter together, nothing. It was just about him feeling like he lost something that he wanted to achieve for himself. I think the worst thing that we can do as women is think that just because there's one person out there that doesn't have the balls to fight or doesn't have the desire to fight.
I love it.
Right? That means that there's something wrong with us.
The single mommy playbook.
Single mom.
He didn't have the cojones, the huevos to fight for you. There's more men out there that know your worth, queen.
It just shows that you are not a good fit. And that's really scary. I'm not trying to make light of it because I know how painful that is. But I promise you, there is someone out there that will bend over backwards and move mountains to fight for you.
Here's the thing.
You know how hard it is to move a mountain? Baby girl, I've seen them boys try to move a double wide on the highway, and that looks tough in itself. Y'all know what time it is. All right, I've got... Carbon, I love these, but brother man, they're huge. These are bigger than my forehead. Look at these things. So I had to break them off into a couple different things. W's in the chat for Carbon for sending over these tracheas. Loki absolutely loves these things. Loki, you want a trachea? Free? Sit. Wait. Free. Go to your place. No, he absolutely loves these things, dude. Tracheas are crunchy. He really likes the treats that are crunchy and that take him a minute. So these tracheas have been right up his alley. They came out of someone else's neck and now they're going down his. So you really do have to love it. See how he can kind of give them hell for a minute? He can chew on them for a bit. He really enjoys that. I know you guys miss Loki, and I know he's the star of the show. After him being gone for a few days, I realized how insignificant I am. You guys crack me up, though, man. You really do. But now he likes these tracheas, Carbon, so shout out to you guys. For any of you guys that want to send anything in the fan mail, the P.O. box, you can send stuff for Lokes, me, Cass. I really don't care. But if you take care of my son, I really do appreciate you. So shout out to Carbon. The one thing I would ask, though, try to keep the treats a little bit smaller. Carbon, I really do enjoy these, but I have to, like, break them up. I couldn't give him, like, a whole trachea, you know what I mean? Just because he's only a 45-pound dog. So the smaller the treats, the better. That way I can give him multiples. So I don't know if you guys have seen the ones that are, like, I don't like this. I have these. These are, like, the apple jerky or the apple slices wrapped in jerky. So we could also do those. Those are just a little bit easier. I can give him multiple, you know what I mean? And instead of just, like, you know, one. But he's going to go to town on that. Let's get back into these clips here.
Founded the Gottman Institute.
I'm so confused. Isn't that the ideal reaction? No yelling, screaming, prolonging, just accepting what it is and giving space to move on and heal.
I do tons of research on relationships, marriage, and he has what he calls the four horsemen of divorce. And if you have these in your relationship, you're basically, and you don't turn them around, you're basically like headed for divorce.
Oh yeah, I've heard of these. It's like religious views, political views. I think I'm right. I'm probably wrong though.
I'll throw myself under the bus. The one that I did the most was defensiveness, getting defensive. I had a really hard time not getting defensive when an issue was brought up. I always felt like it was a personal attack. That's something that
this is how women always react. They take everything personally, bro.
I had to work on in therapy. And I know that it led to the detriment of my marriage. So I'm not saying that it was one-sided at all. But what I experienced from him was stonewalling. Stonewalling is when you just continually get shut down by a person over the course of, you know, moments, minutes, hours, days, years. When you have gone through enough stonewalling and being stonewalled in your relationship, you realize that you do not have an active participant in that relationship anymore. You know, you can't bring up an issue because they'll just ignore you. They'll storm off. They will.
You know why people get stonewalled, though? It's because they're not receptive to other people's criticism. No, duh, he stonewalled you. He felt like he was beating his head against a brick wall. Every time he tells you something, you get all booty hurt. That's why he stonewalled you.
Not speak to you about it for days. They will pretend like it doesn't exist, sweep it under the rug. Like, that was something that we dealt with a lot in our relationship. And yeah, there were definitely moments where I got really upset. I'm like, where are you? Like, what is going on? But then, you know, eventually we just started to live separately. I mean, I would take my daughter to do things by myself with my family, and he would be home, like, doing whatever. We weren't a unit at all. So the years of that leading up to when I asked for a divorce were the reasons that I wanted the divorce. I was never asking for him to give me an emotional reaction or to fight for me in that moment. I knew that he was never going to, because he hadn't up until that point. We had both made the decision without making the decision, and I was the one that called it. What I was shocked by, and what the whole point of the video that like 60% of you didn't even pay attention to, was that his actions leading up to when I asked for a divorce showed me that he also wanted it. So when he said that he was shocked, I was like, how can you be shocked? Nothing about the last couple years of our marriage has shown me that you want to be an active participant in this relationship. So how can you be shocked? Two, if you're shocked by something, you're not actively preparing for it at the same time. So I was not asking for him to fight for me.
Or he could just be shocked at the severity of the situation just because he's not taking it as serious as you. Us as men, we realize there's problems, and we also realize there is conflict resolution tactics that we can go about, whether we agree, disagree, or agree to disagree. But as a man, we understand these things take time and understand that sometimes the severity of it, you guys are taking it way more serious. I think it's why it's always good to do a temperature check with your partner. Say, hey, 1 out of 10 right now, how mad or sad or glad or happy or sorrow or gloomy are you about this, sorrowful or gloomy about this subject are you? This way you can get a gauge on how serious you're taking it. You know, he probably could have led the conversation a little bit better because I believe, you know, men should lead the household. But when a woman brings up a conversation like this, you got to realize this is a slippery slope, bro. You could try to save her. You really could. But more than likely, you're not going to be able to save her. If she's already begun thinking about the divorce, she's probably already got another dude she's hopping to and ready to monkey branch. So it's really tough.
At all. I was asking him to show some vulnerability and to have communicate. Like, what are we going to do next? We have a daughter. Are you going to move out or am I going to move out? Are we going to, you know, like what, like the, you don't just say, I want a divorce and then you never speak to that person again. Like you're in business with this person. You signed a business contract with this person and you have to be able to communicate about what you're doing, what you want to do, what your needs are. So those of you in the comments that get it, you
mean everyone that agrees with you? Fired! Honey, there's two sides to the story. Your side, or three sides to every story. Your side, his side, and the truth. Good Lord, are you all right back there? Don't choke on the trachea now. Goodness gracious. Seems like he likes it. But that's the thing, dude. For every story, there's three sides. Your side, his side, the truth. I'm looking for the truth. The bad thing about a lot of these clips right here is we never get to hear the man's side. Ever. You want to know why? Because these men are busy moving on. These ladies are wallowing in their sorrow and just want to talk about, oh, he was so awful. It was all his fault. Oh. I wish these women used this time to reflect and have some accountability and say, you know what? I did a lot of things wrong in this relationship. I took a lot of things personally. Here's some things I'm working on right now to become a better woman that I hope you can learn from. As opposed to saying, yeah, I did a little bit wrong, but it really wasn't me. It was mainly him. He was avoidant. He stonewalled. You know, he wasn't emotionally just there for me. Like, talk about the things that you actually have control over, and then people probably believe you a little bit more. But when you only talk about the other side, it's like, baby girl, we don't even know what he's going through. We don't know what you was really like at home. You might have been a wench to deal with. You might have been an awful person. That's what's so funny to me is that these women never really dig into the meat and potatoes of what they did. It's always what he did. They never really take a lot of accountability. But I always say this because accountability is the plague to these women. Women grow old, they never grow up. Emotionally, they're like the freaking ages of an 8 to 12 year old. Like they get spikes and mad sad, you know what I mean? Like they're all over the place. And Cass and I have talked about this. But you know, all women do this. My mom does it sometimes. Cass does it sometimes. It happens. Women are like this. They're emotional creatures. When you're an emotional person, logic is on the background, not the foreground. For us, logic is on the foreground. Emotions on the background. You ask a man what he thinks, or you ask a man how he feels, he tells you what he thinks. You ask a woman what she thinks, she tells you how she feels. Put a 1 in the chat if you agree with that. That's the difference between us, is we're just so logically driven that when we think about things, we're thinking of, what's the problem? Let me address the pain points, and let's get to a solution. Women a lot of times just want to talk about the problem. Let's just talk about everything that's going wrong. Let's just talk about everything that sucks. What do you get out of just talking about the problem? Like, you need to actually talk about the solutions as well. But then when you bring up solutions to a woman, she takes everything so personally. She feels attacked. She feels like her ego is in the crosshairs of your words. And that you're attacking directly who she is and her character, her personality, her integrity, her honor. You're attacking all that. Whereas men, we compartmentalize. And this is, I don't know if I got, I think I've told you guys this, but men and women are just different. Our brains are different. Men's brains are like boxes. When we want to talk about something, we take out that specific box and then we talk about it. We want to talk about dogs. Cool. We take the dog box out and we talk about it. When we talk about sports, we pull the sports box out. We want to talk about TV shows. We pull the TV show box out. But then when we talk about something else, we put that box up and then we talk about the next box. Women, their minds are like balls of wire. Everything's connected. You want to talk about what we had for dinner, but that also coincides with what we watched on Netflix last night. That also coincides with you not opening the door for her the right way. That also coincides with you not taking the trash out when she asked you for the first time. So everything is attached. Everything is connected. Whereas men were a lot different. And there's one box that women just cannot fathom that a man has. Can you guys fathom what that box is? It's the nothing box. Women cannot stand to see a man do absolutely nothing and be peaceful. They just can't stand it. Women must task men. They must always find something to do. Chat, do you agree with that? Put in one in the chat if you agree. Loki, what are you doing back there? Are you trying to rub off all that trachea, bruh? Well, I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. We're going back to the two-a-days. So we got one dropping at 1 p.m. and then another video dropping at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. But I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. I will see you guys tomorrow, man. Peace.